You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back with today's Sherpa Short.
26 episodes in 26 days.
What are we thinking?
I don't know. Travel through the alphabet.
Yeah, one letter at a time. Are you ready?
I am. Today we're up to
the letter C.
So what's your word for the letter?
My word is cell phones.
Cell phones.
Yeah, what do you do with cell phones in your youth ministry?
Oh, what a
What's your policy?
Topic.
What do you do with those distracting little devices that find their way into the pocket of every student in your ministry?
Absolutely. Well, we're actually a pretty big no cell phone zone kind of youth ministry.
Okay.
We sort of stepped into it over the years, and honestly, mostly driven by the students.
Oh, good.
It was quite a few years ago, our leadership team of our high school group just were getting frustrated. And so we started this thing. We had these leadership team meetings twice a month. And all of a sudden, they would stack all of their phones in a little pyramid in the middle of the room. We sat in a circle.
Okay.
And then we'd have our meeting. And so the phone was there. And so it just got, you know, that just sort of started.
The leaders would do that.
This is the leaders. This is the student leaders.
Oh, the student leaders.
This is student leaders.
Okay.
And then sort of one night we had this conversation, well, why aren't we doing this on Sunday night during youth group?
Okay.
And so they introduced it. Never came from me as the leader or anybody else as leader. It came from the students that said, hey, we decided to do this. So we have a cell phone bin that when we kind of, you know, our front end of the evening, you know, the hang time and the game time and just hanging out, everybody has their phone. And we kind of like redirect, sit down, we do announcements. We then get into worship and teaching in small groups. At that point in time, we want to shift it. So we just pass the bin around during announcements. And it's, if you want to have a distraction-free evening, go ahead and drop your phone in there. We'll lock them in the cafe while the rest of the evening goes. You can pick them up on your way out. It's not required, but most of the people do it. So it's awkward if you keep your phone because then you're the weird one who has their phone. So most people put their phone in there. We draw a couple phones out at the end of the night. And give away free soda, you know, cheesy, but it works.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How long does it take for a new kid to put his phone in there for the first time?
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty jolting to a new kid.
Yeah, sure.
And I think they probably hang on to their phone for a few weeks, but I think if they come around.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't. Absolutely can't. I don't know these people.
I got my iPhone 10.
I'm putting it in a bucket. These guys are going to put it on eBay right as soon as I go to a small group. So, yeah, I think they hang on to it. But, again, at that point in time, even though they hang on to it, they really, if they take it out to look or mess around on their phone, it's just going to be weird because nobody else is. So it kind of stands out. So even those that keep it, it stays in their pocket pretty much. We don't we don't see a lot of phones out during that time frame, which we think is super helpful. How about you guys?
Yeah, a couple things. So we don't do that on a typical Sunday night. Now, we don't have very good cell service in our youth room. It's kind of in the basement of the church. So that's a positive. But we don't do anything to actually collect phones in our typical Sunday night, Wednesday night setting. When they go to what we call family groups, the small group time, many of the family groups will have them just set their phone like at the door on the way in, which is good. Yeah, we let them have phones in the room. Sometimes that's not even a bad thing. Like a few years ago, the Steelers were in the playoffs against the Broncos. Do you remember this game?
I do.
And,
I absolutely
you know,
remember this.
We were starting the night. And of course, as a football fan, this is killing me because I want to watch the game, but I've got to start youth
group.
Got to
get going.
Greater responsibilities, right? So we turn the game off and we go into worship and teaching. But I can see the kids out there who are still checking the game on their phone. And I can see them whispering to each other. And some kids like, yeah, it's tied up. It's going to overtime. And I'm thinking, this is great. And then 30 seconds later, the Broncos won. Tebow threw a touchdown pass.
Devastating.
I was not happy.
Youth group night canceled.
I know all you Christians think Tim Tebow is God, but he should have been playing for the Steelers. Anyway, I do have a hard and fast rule for our trips.
Mm-hmm.
So we do our fall retreat, our winter retreat. We don't let students bring cell phones. We have a little bit of pushback from time to time.
Sure.
So this is how I go about doing it. First of all, I usually get the pushback from a parent. And I'll make an occasional exception if, you know, I have a couple kids who are diabetics, you know, things like that. We'll let a kid bring a phone. But I usually tell the parents, we did youth ministry for many years without the cell phone.
I remember those days.
We actually did. We actually took them to foreign countries without cell phones, and we came back.
They all survived.
They will survive, and you can survive
a weekend
without talking to your student.
Yes.
For a few hours. This is what we'll do when we're loading up the vans, getting ready to go out. We pray before we go out. I'll go into my televangelist mode.
Ooh.
And I will have a revival, brother. You want to give up your cell phone now, because if you bring your cell phone, the devil's going to be talking to you all weekend long, and we don't want the devil at our retreat. And I just go into this mode, and they hand them over, man. They hand them over like money.
Dude, I feel like coming to one of your departures just to experience televangelist Steve.
Because there's always a few kids who think they're going to sneak it on.
Of course. Obviously,
and of course, sometimes we actually find them on the retreat, and that's a whole different story.
Absolutely.
But what we found is by making that a hard and fast rule, like you, the students began to actually favor that. They actually like it. And they'll come home and they'll say, you know what, it was really good for me to not have my phone with me on this trip. And so it's just become part of our culture. When we've made exceptions to that, we used to do a ski retreat. We'd let kids bring their phones. We regretted it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go into that story, but
yeah, we're the same way. We have kind of that hard and fast rule on the trips, and you get pushback both from kids. And,
yeah.
But yet then you get we had these couple of new kids. They'd never been on a retreat with us before, and they came to our fall retreat this last year. And boy, the giving, not bringing their cell phone, it just was foreign to them. They just were having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
But they're like, okay, well, that's the thing. By the time Sunday came around, they had no desire to go home and get back on their phone. They're like, as soon as I get home, I'm going to be right back in all the drama of everything. This has been 48 hours of just being present. And I think it taught them something. I think we have the opportunity to teach our kids.
I think we have a responsibility to teach them that life doesn't revolve around instant access to everything. There is a place, obviously, for Sabbath, for spiritual rest, for disconnection, for communion with God through relationships and through nature. And we almost, I think, are compelled to at least throw down some small line in the sand sometimes to allow kids to get away from their devices. I would just preach that until the day I die.
like a televangelist.
Like a televangelist.
I think we have the opportunity to let them experience something that nobody else is going to have the guts to try to make them experience.
So if you're in this and you don't know what to do, or you haven't had the courage maybe yet, or the culture doesn't allow you to do this, can we just strongly suggest?
Give it a go.
This is almost a hill worth dying on, I think.
Yeah, you will. We do not think that you will regret it. In fact,
there's
conversation in our group, again, coming from the students, about building a kind of one of those old school mail slots in the elementary school, that we would post at the entrance to our room, because some of them want to put their phones in the minute they walk in.
Yeah. Right?
They want the whole night to just be not pulled in other directions. And so we may be expanding our cell phone policy.
Excellent.
Again, student-led. Not coming from me, not coming from our leaders, coming from their desire to want to do that because we gave them an opportunity.
It is such a good thing. I gotta close up with one more story. So a few years ago, we were going to our biannual conference, right? And we had the no cell phone rule in effect. And so I asked parents, I said, would you please just make sure that your kid leaves the cell phone on the kitchen counter? So that we don't have to be the bad guy and confiscate the cell phones on this trip. Please trust us in this. And they did, right?
Yep.
So, of course, I had my phone because I'm the emergency contact. We're on the first day of the trip, and I get a call from a father. And he says, Steve, I'm pretty sure Daniel has his cell phone with him.
Uh-oh.
You might want to go and get it from him. Now, he and his son Daniel had a pact where if Daniel broke the rule, he wasn't going to get his driver's license for six more months.
Oh, no.
So that I'm in the room adjacent to Daniel, and there's four guys in this room, and I go in there with my televangelist thing, and I'm like,
here we go.
I know you guys got them. I know you got your cell phone. Daniel looks at me, and he goes, I'm so stupid. And he starts crying.
It broke him.
He's like, I'm not going to get my driver's license. I'm so stupid. Why did I do it? And it was the best moment. So It has its difficulties, but it's worth it.
Totally worth it. I would say give it a go.
Absolutely.
All right. Back tomorrow with the next letter of the alphabet. Turns out.